This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
Here is the tweet right from number 57. David Perron agrees to a four-year deal with the Blues. He says he couldn't be happier to be back in St. Louis, and he can't wait to start training camp in September. So maybe we don't need to interview him. Now we know how he
feels. No, I think we need to go more in-depth.
Yes,
more in-depth.
Yes, we do. So we're pleased to have David Perron on with us. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So tell us about what it's been like for you the last couple of days, or really how long has the negotiating been going on, and what are you excited about to come back to St. Louis for 4 years?
Well, really excited because you see what we accomplished as a team last year, and it's only going to get better. And I think over the last week, it really picked up speed. And before that, we didn't really talk too much, but picked up speed over the last week. And today we were able to get it done, and I think it's really exciting for both sides.
It must be really exciting for you, David, from the standpoint. I mean, you were drafted by the St. Louis Blues. You start your career there. You had a significant injury with a concussion problem that kept you out a long time. You've been able to come back now, and it must be nice for you to see that the organization believes in you that much that they're willing to give you that kind of contract.
Absolutely. I was really chilled to accept that contract today. And before the negotiation, I didn't even know what they would offer. 1 year, 2 year, 4 year, you never know with these type of contracts. And just really happy to agree to 4 years. And like you said, I've been in St. Louis for 5 years, and we'll be there for at least four more years. And just really excited. And again, with the team, the way it's going, just can't wait to get it get the training camp going again so we have a chance at winning the Cup.
Wow, 5 years already. Time goes fast. Now, we read your tweet at the beginning of the segment, and I do see your tweets a lot, and you have some fun at the expense of some of your teammates, it seems like, a lot, whether it's Kevin Shattenkirk or TJ Oshie. You guys seem to have a really good group. Tell us what your room is like.
Yeah, our room is last year was unbelievable. Even with the older guys and Jason Arnott and Scotty Nicol and Jamie Langenbrenner, all really good veteran guys, who would keep the room very loose before the game, but we wouldn't know when we were out there. We had to work as hard as possible, and obviously there's a lot of younger guys on our team, and we're always trying to have some fun. And guys like Alex Steen and BJ Crombie and always find the way to get guys to loosen up a little bit, and they've been doing a great job of bringing leadership and all their stuff they're doing on the ice.
Hey, David, your team, obviously, St. Louis Blues, a great season. You end up losing in the second round to the Los Angeles Kings, who went on to win a Stanley Cup. Are you a guy that, once your season ends, did you continue to watch the games? Did you watch the final between the Kings and the Devils, or are you somebody that stays away from that?
Yeah, I've watched the games, and the Kings obviously deserve all the success that they got, and I think as hockey players, though, we would still like to have that series back and see what would happen if we would find a way to beat them. But again, they've played some unbelievable playoffs, and they deserve everything they got, and I'm real happy for them, but hopefully it's going to be our chance soon enough.
Hey, David, you signed the new deal today. It looked like that you were going to go perhaps to arbitration if you didn't get this deal done. Is it a relief not to have to go to that process? Because I know some players, over the history of that arbitration process, they go into it, and it's not exactly the most pleasant thing to sit through.
Well, I think you're right. I've heard the same things that you've mentioned a little bit, but it's a process that if you have to go through it, you have to go through it, and we have agents to find a good field to get to agree to a contract, and obviously on their side, they're always trying to do what's best for their team, and again, I'm just really happy that I was able to get it done today, and I can barely hear you guys' questions because I get so many text messages coming in. All my friends are really happy for me, and hopefully we'll have some time to celebrate a little bit.
All right, so then we'll let you go after this last thing. You mentioned your friends. I just want to ask you one thing from a player's perspective. The fact that Ryan Suter and Zach Parise are going home to play in Minnesota, a lot of guys have said over the years that it's hard to play at home. They don't want to play at home. From a player's perspective, with added pressure or ticket requests and family and friends around, could you see yourself playing at home? What's that like for the player to make that decision?
You're putting me on the spot tonight. I think it depends where you are in your career. I think in terms of Ryan and Zach, they're at the point in their career, right in their prime, and they're established players in this league. And whether they play at home or anywhere in the 30 cities in the league, I think they're going to have some success. They're real good players, and they put themselves with their careers, with their work they've done throughout minor hockey and all that, to be in the situation they were like yesterday before they signed, and just really happy for them, and they deserve everything they get their way.
Oh, well, you avoided that beautifully. Congratulations. Thank you very much.
It sounds good. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, David.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.